This is Wake Up Call from the SportsNet Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
We're about ready to head to our Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance, for a job you love, visit progressive.com/careers. And bundle home and auto and save, visit progressive.com. Ed Smith joins us, former tight end and also host of Easy Sports Talk right here on SportsMap Radio, 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Arizona Cardinals are the team we're previewing today. We're doing all the teams this week in the NFC West. Arizona, 4 wins last season, but it has all been blown up. New general manager, new head coach. Players have come and gone. Unloading of the roster. We'll get an idea. How are you, Ed? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me on, Tom.
All right. Let's get to this. If you were to call it a rebuild, rebirth, how would you evaluate everything from the GM to leaving to the coach being fired to an overhaul of the roster? What level of a rebuilder is Arizona in right now?
This is a total reconstruction, deconstruction, demolish. You name whatever adjective you want to name, use. You know, they're starting from absolute scratch here. During the off season, we didn't re-sign players, certain players. You know, we in the draft, we obviously filled some holes, but free agency, they went out and did a whole bunch of 1 and 2 year contracts with what I would say mid-level players. They didn't go out and spend any money. We've got a quarterback. That is, you know, our star quarterback is injured. Not even sure if he's going to be back if, you know, mid-season, you know, then there's a potential that they say, hey, why even bother? So this is, you know, like I said, they're starting from the bottom up. And, they're not making any, there's no mystery here in terms of what they're doing. I don't think they have any dreams of winning this season. They just want to make it respectable. But, you know, like I said, they've stripped this thing down to the bone, and it's going to be, I warned the fans out here, it's going to be a long season of, you know, not winning games, hopefully just being respectable on the field.
What is the update on Kyler Murray? Missed the last half, last month of the season, had the ACL tear, meniscus tear. What is the update on him in terms of being ready by week 1, 2, or 3?
I don't think there's any way he's going to be ready to start the season. And what I'm a little worried about, Tone, is his mentality. You know, a lot of times you hear players, and I've, come back from injury. You know, I had to come back from injury several times, and your mentality is, look, I'm going to get back as fast as possible. I'm going to do everything I can to get on the field. You know, his kind of verbiage is more like, when I'm ready, I'm ready. You know, I'm not going to rush it. And that, to me, that means, you know, and I've never dealt with an ACL, and I was never a franchise quarterback, so I know there's a lot of, you know, different, things that come along with that. But even just how he's talking leads me to believe that if anybody's expecting him to be back by, I would say, October, November, that's a long shot. And then what happens is if the Cardinals are 1-7, 2-8, something like that, then it becomes, why would you risk bringing him back if he's not 100%? And he's going to probably lean that way himself. So the update for me is hold on to your seat. It could be all the way into the latter part of the year when they're dangling the carrot that he might be back. Then all of a sudden, well, they're just going to shut him down for the year. That's my prediction.
As a former player, and I don't know if this ever happened in your career, but you're not talking just about a new coach. There's a lot of people who have gone through that, but there's a new GM, which means the operation and the coach, that's all new. What does that mean for a player? You're a professional, I get it, you get paid, but now you're going into something where you're trying to keep your job with people who may view you differently than the last regime.
Absolutely, and everybody is auditioning, and we even saw during the offseason where Buda Baker, he considers himself the top end of the roster, which he is. I don't even think he was getting the respect that he assumed he should, even though it's new management, new coaching staff. He wanted out. You know, he made it clear, because he wanted an extension. Their philosophy is, well, you still got 2 years left on your contract. In most instances, the last few years of the prior regime, they would have been opening up the vault, just like they did with Kyler Murray and some other players. They basically told Buda, hey, we'll see, and he wanted out. That didn't kind of materialize, but for every player from the top of the roster to the bottom, you're out there playing for your job, playing for a spot, on this future, you know, team. So it'll be interesting. You know, everybody's starting from ground zero in terms of, you know, who, what they think their worth is. And some players will, you know, find a home here. Others won't, you know, but that's just the nature of the game. This roster between now, and which is already obviously after Kingsbury and Kyle were fired last year, is so different. But in the, over the next 2 to 3 years, this entire organization is going to, it's going to be like a total remake, you know, and then who knows who will or won't be here when it's all said and done.
Jonathan Gannon, a lot of people knew him as a defensive coordinator, but may not even have known all that much about him. What have you noticed him as he's now taken over as head coach?
Well, you know, he's trying to create a new culture here. You know, he's, you know, different rules, different atmosphere within the building, different expectations. And that's good, in my opinion. You know, no longer is it acceptable to be walking into a meeting 30 seconds late or bringing food into the meetings. You know, there's more attention to detail. And those are the little things that will take an organization and lead them into the right direction. When you start tending to those small, minute, little details where the norm is no longer acceptable. And that's what I'm seeing from Gannon. And that's a good sign that, you know, he's, like I said, he's, it's attention to detail in the small things and winning players over. And the players that you don't win over, Tone, those are the guys that in a couple years, you know, it'll be like, whatever happened to that guy? He's gone because they didn't, get with the program, the new program. So I like what he's doing. You know, the thing about it is you can't, this year for me, you can't count success on wins and losses on the field, because with this roster, as bad as it's going to be, minus your franchise quarterback, I'm going to be looking for more competitiveness on the field, attitude, and the way they handle the business. The wins and losses are not the focus for me, at least, in this campaign.
Ed, what do you make of some of the conversation that we're seeing? And by the way, we're putting the cart way before the horse because we haven't even gotten to the season yet. But people that are saying, well, look, if this team isn't very good, they're in the market for Caleb Williams. They're in the market for Drake May. They just signed this guy, Kyler Murray, to a $230 million contract. What do they feel about him? What do you make of that conversation that's occurring around this team?
That's going to be interesting as we kind of funnel through this season. And I bring up, you know, we talked about it earlier, whether they even plan this year. I think what's going on is, like, you know, every player, and I give them credit, not just the linebacker, not just your safety, even your franchise quarterback is now under scrutiny and you will be evaluated. And I like that. You know, I like the fact that, you know, if they don't feel he's a fit for the organization moving forward to lead them, and I mean not just off on the field with his talent, but in the locker room, the face of the franchise. We know that's what the quarterback is these days. If they don't feel it's a fit, regardless of the money, they are not the ones who signed him. If they feel that there's something else better out there, they'll move. I'm assuming they'll move off of Kyler Murray, which is unbelievable to even say.
Right.
But at some point, you know, they might feel he's not the fit here, you know, and it'll be interesting moving forward. I'll be following this just like everybody else. Just because they gave him the money doesn't mean he has to be the man here. And, you know, that might either set them back or spring them forward, depending on what decision they make. But I'm glad they're taking that approach. Just because they, you know, the prior regime gave him the money doesn't mean that he has to be their man. So we'll see moving forward. We'll keep an eye on that for sure.
The former NFL tight end Ed Smith joining us, also the host of Easy Sports Talk. You can catch that Saturdays right here on Sports Map Radio, 1 to 3 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend. Hope to catch up with you as the season goes along. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Anytime. Take care, man.
You got it, man. Ed Smith joining us. Talk a little Arizona Cardinals. Again, 4-13. Kyler Murray missed the last month. Doesn't look like he'll be ready at the start of the season, but there's, you know, there's a little hoping. But they drafted Paris Johnson. Remember, their first pick was Paris Johnson on the right tackle. But this is a complete, like he said, there's no words around it. You can talk about deconstruction, rebuild, deconstruction, and whatever you want to use, whatever adjectives you want to use to this, that's what's going on here. There is a tremendous overhaul of the roster. roster. But the reality of it is, when you go 4-13, that's okay. Like, you can overhaul a roster of a team that went 4-13. What you worry about is overhauling a roster of a team that went like 11-6, like the LA, or 12-5. Like, that's when you go, okay, that's a little concern. But when you're not good and you look around and you go, look, Colorado in college is doing that. Colorado is like, why are we keeping players that went 1-11 when we can get better players and not be 1-11? Same kind of mindset here, different pieces. But this is all about a new general manager, a new head coach, and players that are going to be coming in to try to get this team back started. Like I said, they were 7-0 just 2 years ago in 2021. They started the season 7-0. It's been all downhill since. All right, we'll continue more thoughts on the NFC West as we continue along at Sports Map Radio. Thanks for joining us.